Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You are listening to a talk as part of the Data Linkage and Mining Vision, Possibilities and Practicalities conference organised by the Scottish Universities Insight Institute. This talk was recorded on the 9th of March 2011. Janice McGee, University of Edinburgh.
Well, thank you, Beth, for that introduction, and thank you, everyone, for coming along today. You're most welcome. I'll say a few words about the origins of the seminar series, because the 3 days today are one of three. The Child Care and Protection Network brings together stakeholders from academic life, from public and policy contexts, and from the voluntary sector, and really to try and promote access and use of best evidence in the context of child care and protection. The research working group is a strand within the network, mainly involving social work and health academics from the universities listed. We're really trying to work together in a collaborative way to promote research in this area. One of the first achievements of the network was actually doing an audit of all the child protection research that had been conducted in Scotland, not in a parochial sense, but more in a sense to find out what was happening in our own backyard. The seminar series really grew out of our work within the research working group, and we're very grateful and appreciative of the Insight Institute for offering us the opportunity to take forward the seminar and some of the discussions. The seminars are also founded on some groundwork that we undertook that was funded by the Carnegie Trust for the universities in looking at developing longitudinal research in Scotland. So, our key question really for many jurisdictions is how best to provide effective child welfare and protection services. It's a challenge that's shared across many jurisdictions in the world. The global financial restrictions certainly have brought an increased urgency about making best use of available resources. And so our seminar series really is going to address this overarching question of how best to explore this multi-agency intervention. We certainly know that the research base on early intervention is sound. We know the lessons from that. But there are still large numbers of children who continue to be referred to social work and other agencies that are tasked with safeguarding their welfare. And I think there's a convergence of opinion, really, amongst academics and practitioners and policymakers, that there is a significant absence of research into the impact, especially the long-term impact of state intervention in children's lives, although there are, of course, some studies of care leavers are very specific. And although we have a large body of research evidence about the operation of the child protection system, there's far less that explores the links between the decisions and the actions taken by professionals and the outcomes for vulnerable children. Certainly the research evidence suggests that, you know, there is a broad consensus about the importance of taking a holistic approach to the welfare of children. And risk, as we know, to children's development frequently flow from the consequences of unmet need. So there's a recognition that a system that focuses on risk alone will provide children with an impoverished response. And I think policy across the UK really has been trying to respond to that evidence by moving away from forensic and investigative approaches towards children's services that are based really on assessment and response to unmet needs, including the need for protection. And obviously in Scotland we have the getting it right for every child approach. And obviously we hope that will lead to good outcomes for children, but that's yet to be established, although I know there are some good signs from Highland, and Morag McNeill, who is leading on that evaluation, will be talking to us later. So I guess what we're saying is that there is limited evaluation of the kind of everyday multi-professional intervention that really the majority of children receive. And that restricts both operational planning and professional intervention. Although there are cross-sectional studies or evaluation of specific interventions, and they provide valuable information for practitioners and policymakers, there are limitations to this data. There's a lack of systematic focus on outcomes over time and a lack of assessment of the relative contribution of both professional and contextual factors. So there's really a good potential for longitudinal perspectives that track the journey of vulnerable children through formal systems of support and protection, and really examine whether their lives in the short and longer term have been improved as a result. And the potential to provide quantitative and qualitative findings that really will effectively inform services for vulnerable children and their families. And we know that a lot of the longitudinal research of children in formal welfare systems in the UK is very much often case file analysis of social work records or very broad outcomes following periods of outcome out of home care. And what that doesn't really effectively capture is the nature and the intensity of social work and other professional contributions to safeguarding children, nor more meaningful outcomes for children, but in many cases may be relatively small. So there are a number of methodological issues to be resolved in capturing the complexity of intervention and outcomes. And clearly, routinely collected administrative data is a huge resource that I think we are not fully exploiting in Scotland to explore outcomes for children as they move through a range of systems. And we really need to try and embed that in policy in more detail. So our seminar really has two key questions, and you will have received these in the advanced briefing, looking at what needs to be in place to ensure that, in a sense, the data that we already routinely collect can be used more effectively. And secondly, to look at the, you know, what would be the core constituents of a robust longitudinal design. I mean, routinely collected data provides an important picture but has some limitations, and perhaps longitudinal survey data alongside can contribute to filling some of these gaps, particularly around the nature and the intensity of routine practice. The three seminar series really have this structure. Today, or for the next 3 days, we're looking at routine data that's collected, looking at how that may be linked together to look at outcomes over time. We have a further seminar in April, which is looking more at longitudinal survey research and the place of that in contributing to better evaluation. And third, we'll be having a seminar day in June, which will be open to a wider audience, really to bring together the discussions of this seminar and the April seminar and thinking about a way forward. Okay, so today, these are our key aims. Our final aim, this is what we're going to be aiming for. It probably is a bit of the Holy Grail, as Jane said at the beginning, but if we don't aim high, then, you know, where will we end up? So that was just a short introduction to, in a sense, how we've arrived here today and where we're trying to go. So I'll hand you back to Beth.
This recording is copyright of IRIS 2011. It may be reused under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.5 UK Scotland licence. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.